The Sefer HaChinuch, when he brings the different mitzvahs of the Yom Tovim, he brings that you're not supposed to do melacha on the first day Pesach, on the last seventh day Pesach, on Shavuot, on the first day Sukkot, on the last day Sukkot, and then he adds a date. He says the first day Pesach, which is 15 days in Nisan, and the seventh day Pesach, 21 days in Nisan. Comes to Shavuos, the Chinuch mentions that you should be Shoyves Memelacha the Yoimah Chag HaShavuos Shavu Vav B'Nisan Mavav B'Sivan, which is the 6th day in Sivan. Like we have, we know Shavuos comes out on the 6th day in Sivan. You take out a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, when they bring down the mitzvah of Shavuos, they say that on the 50th day of the Omer, that's when Chag HaShavuos is. Like it says in Chumash, Parshas Emor, or in Parshas Re'ei. Ad Mimochas HaShavuos, Tisru Chamishim Yoim, and then it's declared as a Chadash. Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch, Mehochel Chemosh Bakom, Otochel Lispar Shiva Shavuos, Vyasis Achak Shavuos, Lashem Alekecha. The culmination of Sphira, that's the Nitzah of Shavuos. No date for Shavuos. So the Michat Chinuch points that out. Why did the Chinuch do such a thing? Why did the Chinuch put in that the Mitzvah of Shavuos is on the 6th day in Sivan, when in reality it's not Emes? It happens to be the way the cheshbon of the months were established, al pi cheshbon, we don't make any more kiddush hachodesh al pi ariyah. Today we do kiddush hachodesh al pi cheshbon. So the way the cheshbon was established, the Chazal made that it will always come out that Nisan is a 30-day month, Iyar is a 29-day month. The Melech will always come out that Pesach was the 15th, the first night of Sefira is the 16th, 49 days is over. And hey, Sivan, so Shavuos will always be above Sivan, but it just happens to be that way according to the calendar. But it's not al pi halacha, not al pi teira, not al pi din mitzvot. Why did the Chinuch do such a thing? The Chinuch is bothered, but the Chinuch goes further. That in Rosh Hashanah, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, there's a mamash machloikis. A machloikis, Rav Shmaya and Achayim. Rav Shmaya says that Shavuos atzeres pa'omim behei, and the sugya of Bal Ta'achet. Pa'omim behei, pa'omim bevav, pa'omim bezayin. Shavuos could come out on the 5th day in Sivan. That means if Nisan was 30 days and Iyar was 30 days, Shavuos is going to come out the 5th day in Sivan. It could be faket, Shavuos could come out the 7th day in Sivan. If Iyar and Sivan are both going to be 29 days, then Shavuos is going to come out the 7th day in Sivan. If Iyar is going to be 30, if Nisan is going to be 30, and here is going to be 29, like we have, then Shavuos is going to come out 6. But the Shemaiah says there's no rhyme and there's no reason in the Sugi about the Achet. Ein Achanani, there's a Shita Sacherim who argue, and they say a klal, Ein Ben Atzeres La Atzeres, that every year the calendar will always move, Shavuos will always move up 4 days, because it's always established how the months go, a Malay with a Chaser, a Malay with a Chaser. And I mean, it's always going to be constant that Shavuos will come out b'derech klal amvav, the Chinuch and Milchas Chinuch brings up the cheshbon that by Amuberes it might come out differently. But Lamaisa, he says, ein ochenami, there's such a shita like Achayrim who hold. But he says even the Achayrim, it's not a pesul chayre meikar adin, it's just the way they do kiddush hachodesh, a month koser and a month malay, it'll come out that way. And he's mayrich the Milchas Chinuch to establish that Allah is not like Achayrim. Rambam, he brings, although there are certain achroinim in certain places that are mechoiker, if the halacha is like these achayrim that a month are always fixed, even in the time when they were mekadosh al pi ariyah, but we pass them not like achayrim. So maybe he says it very strange. why did the Sefer HaChinuch decide to put into his mitzvah the Shehu Yoin Vav Chesidim? What was his point of doing something which al pi halacha is inaccurate? Lamaisa Avada is accurate. If the Chinuch would be a luach to put up on this wall, that people should know, like the luach, what you're supposed to do when you have to make lichtenshin, fine. The right day is to put up Vav Chesidim. But since the Michas Chinuch learned more Chinuch than we did, obviously, and he knew that the Sefer HaChinuch is not like a luach that you put up on the wall, it's a Sefer that teaches you Torah Doisha and Halacha, and everything has to be Medugdik Alpiri Halacha. So he says he can't understand why did the Sefer HaChinuch do it, and basically the Michas Chinuch leaves it hanging as a Tzorach. And the Indian of Shavuos, the relationship between Shavuos and Matan Torisenu, I'm sure you're well aware, that is a big mavucha in the Poskim. The Magen Avraham by the mitzvah of Shavuos asks, the Atoira nitna b'yoyim nu nalif l'sfir. Why are we saying Zman Matan Teresen? So that the calendar he doesn't even deal with, because that's b'chlal not part and parcel of the Yomtiv. Beforehand, he stami asks the shayla that the Torah was given the Zion the Sivan, and we say Matan Teresenu on Vav the Sivan, and Mimele he has a question on that. That's his first kasha. But then he asks another kasha. We say B'yoyim Matan Teresenu on the day after Sfira. And if you know the Cheshbonis, the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim Hey, the Shabbos HaGadol is Yud, so they went out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday, and the Torah was given on a Shabbos 7 weeks plus later. And if you do the math, Friday was Aleph Ba'Omer, so Thursday is Mem Tes Ba'Omer, and Friday is Nun Ba'Omer, and Shabbos is Nun Aleph Ba'Omer. In fact, the Magen Avraham, why do we say this Indian of Zman Matan Teresenu on Shavuos is Nishtemes? If you want to be mamtik the kasha, it's like nishtemes mekolat dovid, because Vav Sivan wasn't a real Zman Matan Torah, and Nun Ba'omer was not a real Zman Matan Torah. So Vav they give eitzes for, of a Nun, the Vav is dachnish the Zman, and the Zman is Nun. Why do you say? So he brings the pshat from the Asorah Maimoris, Merami Panu, to be Meram is the Indian of Yontif Shein Yishol Golias, that the second day Yontif will come out on the right day. To be Machshir the second day, said Achroinim that bring it down, the Chok Yankiv, others, that might even be the Be'er Hatif, but the Chok Yankiv says, Kanach Mishan HaZazach, and Eretz Yisrael, Kuk Tachos will never have the right day. Here we'll have it, but in Eretz Yisrael, they don't have a Yontif Shein. But it's a pshat of the Asorah Maimoris, it's a pshat of the Marami Panu, but it's a difficult pshat. Magen Avraham brings it down. Be'er Hatif brings down a famous Marsha, the Marsha in Avodah Zarah, Chiddushi Agadus in the beginning, that it's to teach us that Yireh is Koydemes L'Chochma B'Mayla U'Bezman. That Yireh Shemayim comes ahead of Chochma B'Mayla U'Bezman, and this day of the 50th day of Omer was the Hakdama to Kabbalah Satayra. Ein Echanami Hashem gave us the Torah on the 51st day. But the 50th day was a much more chashev azach. It was koydemes l'chachma. Because on that day we worked very hard by the Har Sinai to attain tremendous levels of Yireh Shamayim. And Yireh is koydemes l'chachma b'mayla u'bizman. You have to first go into Yireh before you can start doing chachma. And in Mayla is the higher madrega. So that's what the Nun represents, and he has a whole pshat, the Be'er Hatif, brings a whole drush, that's maybe the famous Gemara that Rav Yossi and Yoyma da Asarta ilu ilav ha Yoyma kama Yossi ika b'shuka is to say to Meram is on this Nakuda that Rav Yossi's specialization in the opinion of Yerushalayim. I think that's what he says. He ilav ha Yoyma. No, only the 51st day, you would have never known that. So when they were kama yosef ikka b'shuka aval hashta the yume da atzarta hu b'yoyim nun when it's seen as a Torah b'yoyim nun alev kosher v'tzorech utaris kama shkosim ha-masho. So he wants to bring out that that's really what Rabbi Yosef was saying, hilav ha-yoyim kama yosef ikka b'shuka. A second shot. Why agam nun alev ba'oyim was matan Torah, we say matan Torah seinu on the first day. The Chok Yaakov brings down a Shailos Teshuvos HaRivosh that says a Meir the Kezach that Eino Chinami beforehand in the early times Shavuos was not a Yom Tov of Matan Torah Seinu. Chok Yaakov. Chok Yaakov. Ukimashikotav Arivosh Simin Lamed Tzadik Vav Shaloichot Hola Akosu Chag Ashvuis B'yoyim Matan Torah. Only B'yoyim Achamishim B'oyim. Shvuis is not interconnected with Matan Torah. Only with the 50th day of the Yoyim. Elo Shabizman Azeh that we know B'kviya the Yarchi and Nisan is always a Mole and Ir is always a Chaser. So in Mele, always the 50th Yoyim of the Yoyimah comes out as Shisha B'Sivin. And Shisha B'Sivin is Matan Torah Seinu, Zog the Rivosh. Al Kainonu Oimrim Yoyim Matan Torah Seinu. That's a Rivosh. That was doing. Be'emes, today, the Torah HaKadoshah, when it gave a Yom Tov Shavuos, is the 50th day of the Yoyimah, the Yoyimah of Yom HaBikurim. The Yoyimah of Mincha Kadosh Al Hashem. The Yom of Shtei Alechem, the day that you bring Shtei Alechem, the end of Tefillah. That's the Yom Tov. Nowadays, when we stopped being Mekadosh Al Pi Ariyah and we started being Mekadosh Al Pi Achesbon, so it happens to be that Vav Sivan is always Shavuot. And Vav Sivan, with all the Cheshbonos that the Magen Avraham will make, with Peletus, Shechvazera, but the din will be is the day which Matan Torah happened. That's why we say today, "Vatite lanu Hashem elikenu es yoyim chag haShavuos hazeh zman Matan Torah." Say, so if you learn the Rivosh Kipshuto, it can't be. Can't be such a thing. It can't be. I'll give you an example. A Yidin do on the second day Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says that on the second day Pesach, he should be moistened something in the Suda. Why? Because it's the day that the Haman was hung. So you should be moist of something in the Suda Zecha to the Nes of Haman's getting nitla. But he's going to decide, it'll be a big machne. But he's going to decide, Hashem of the Kain, which Yom Chag HaMatzis Hazeh, Zman Pli Yisaman Alahi. The truth. Today, Haman was hung. No Shaila in the world, the seed is not going to be Yoytze Shmenes. It'll be Mishanah Mimadbeya Shetobu Chacholim, Chunishkin Rob, of the Chalta Medav Nizayin Afilai of the Patskin. Even any Yid, Aloy Zizrapa Mishnah Bura, knows that if a guy is going to say, that Tipi Lono Hashem Elokeinu, as Yom Chag HaMatzis Hazeh, on the second day Pesach, and it happens to be that it was the day Haman was hung, and he's there, Yom Haman Ubanov, Nipu Allah Eitz, Tinish Tzimzach. What's the Rivosh saying? So the Shavuos, which has nothing to do with Matan Torah Al Pi Din, which happened to be the calendar change, and got adjusted by a few days, by a day or two, and today Shavuos comes out on the 50th day of the Yoyimah. So a Jew is going to say, "Is it the Lashem Lekesh Yom Chag Hashavuos?" Does that Zman Matan Torah Seinu? It's a much bigger kasha. The Gemara says in Megillah, everybody knows in the end of Megillah the different kriyas haTorahs that you have to lay in on all the Yom Tovim, which is the Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vaidabe Moshe, as Moya de Hashem of Bnei Yisrael, Moshe made him in a takana, she will call him the whole Moya the Moya, the whole regular regular, mein yono shalosh the regular. Come on, the weird Bryce in the Texas Megillah. No, so we may get the ganze sugyas, what you're laying in every yom, the pace of you're laying this, and shuas you're laying this. What are we laying on shuas? We laying b'choy de shashlishi, we laying matin toyo. If the yomtiv is not really kavua on Matan Torah, now it happens to be that it coincides with the anniversary of Matan Torah, how are you going to be yotikisa Torah? How are you going to be yotikisa Torah? You're not laying from the union of the yomtiv. And in Eretz Yisrael, that's all they lay. They don't lay in the next kriya that we lay in the next day, Shiva Shavuot, Tispalah. We have 2 days, but they only have 1 day. So they only lay in Bechoydash HaShlishi. So how do you yotikisa? The Gemara of Sachin, everybody knows the Gemara of Sachin. Agamta Machloikis Tanoim, Perikei Ludvarim, is Yom Tiv, is Kulei Lachem, Kulei Lashem, Chati Lashem, Chati Lachem. Oi Kulei Lebeis HaMedrish, Oi Kulei Lachem, Oi the Chati Lashem, Oi Chati Lachem. A Machloikis. Zog the Gemara Hakom Oidim Beyatzeres. When it comes to Shavuos, is the Ina Nami Lachem. Why? Yom Shenitma by Torah. So that's mitzvah the Simchas HaYomtiv. The one's going, how you Mekayim Yomtiv? How you Mekayim Simchas Yomtiv? That all Yom Tovim, you Mekayim, either with Lashem or the Lachem, or you need half and you need half. But both Tanoim Amoide, that you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtiv, of Shavuos, without Lachem. Now, if the Yom Tiv has a Shaykhah to Matan Torah, I understand what it says. But if the Yom Tiv doesn't have a Shaykhah to Matan Torah, it's 2 different Inyanim. Maybe on the Yom Shenitra of a Torah, it's a nice thing to be Marva Besuta. And if I'm not, maybe I'm over on a Zin of Simchas HaTorah. What does that do with Yom Tiv? Is the Fundial of Raiyas is a Psnevuah knows that the Yom Tiv of Shavuot has yeah Shaykhah to Matan Torah. But for Givol Zagin that the Rivosh means different. The Rivash means that Shavuos changed. Originally, Mideraisa, the Chag HaShavuos is not as Man Matan Torah saying. Mideraisa, the Torah HaKadosha didn't stella vek such as that. Chag HaShavuos is Man Bidus Yom HaBikurim, Man Dekriya Mechimich HaKadosha Lashem. Shpeter the Kedoiris, when the Hechetimtze arose, that Shavuos comes out b'vav tzivin. So the Chazal, with the koyach of Chakonos Chachamim, they established that Shavuos becomes the yomtiv Shavuos of the Torah is today a yomtiv on Matan Torah. Chol can do anything. So the Zelva yomtiv which is here as a Yom HaBikurim, that Zelva Shavuos of Yom HaBikurim midrabanon. Or Chag Shavuos, those are the 2 names that the Torah has. Midrabanan, the Rabbanan changed the Yomtiv. And they said from now on, the Yomtiv is a Yomtiv also on Matan Torah. Just like Pesach is a Yomtiv on Zman Chai Hussein or Yetzias Mitzrayim. From now on, Shavuos is a Yomtiv Hukva on Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And today, it's Tak Azman Matan Torah Seinu, because Yomtiv and all the Zinim of a Yomtiv. And that's why you're laying on this Yomtiv, your Kriya Satoira of this Yomtiv, is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And in Eretz Yisrael, that's all they lay in, is Bachoydash HaShlishi. And the Simchas Yomtiv, today, after the Rabbanon did this, has a Svara of the Gemara, HaKoboin in the Aseret, Divina Nami Lachem, Yom Shinit Nabaitar. And this is the Choyr, the Oymek of the Rivosh. And this is what the Chokyankit is saying. Again, there are all kinds of Cheshvainis, the Mashah brought out in the Berahate with Yir Koydom Lachach. And there's the Mogin Avram that brings through the Asorah, my Morris, it's Tilly Maram, is on Yom Tov Sheni. But he says, the Rivosh, he says, the Glatta Teretz in Rishoinim. That it's a Nuzach. Hind of us Poshit Vav Sivan. It's a mistake. It used to be Benun Ba'oimer Chag HaShavuos. But now with the Rabbanan, it's a double Yom. it's Bavav Sivan and the Nun Ba'aymer. Because Nun Ba'aymer is Yom HaBikurim, and Bavav Sivan is Man Matan Torah. And today Shavuos has Beidus Gulus. The Yom Matan Torah Shabbai is because of the Vav Sivan Shabbai. And the Zman the Yom HaBikurim Shabbai is Mitzad Nun Ba'aymer Shabbai. And when these 2 days come into play, it's Nun Ba'aymer and it's Vav Sivan, then Midaraisa U Midarabanan, you have Chag HaShavuos, and you say Zman Matan Torah saying.
Why do we only say Zman Matan Torah saying? Why do we only say Zman Matan Torah saying?
No, because Zman Matan Torah saying is not a Meshakim in Madbeya. Once it became a Yontav, you could say whatever. Moshel, Pesach is also Zman Simcha saying. The Teretz is, but Vibal, the Iker is Cheirus, so we call it Zman Cheirus saying. That's a Nusach of Chazal. Now, Vibal today, Midarabanan, they were Kovei HaShavuos, on Matan Torah, so they call it Man Matan Torah Seinu. There's no problem. The Matbeya Tfilah doesn't have to go with the Deraisa. The Matbeya Tfilah goes with the Derabbanan.
They changed the landing also, so the landing used to be on.
So I'll tell you an amazing story. Learn the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says, what are you laying on Shavuos? The Tanakhama says, Shiva Shavuos. Acherim, I don't know, I never saw this Cheshbon. But Acherim say B'chodesh HaShlishi V'yo'idna De'avdinon Trei Yoimi. Today that we make 2 days Yom Tif, we do like both the Ifcha. As we state in the Gemara in Megillah, the Tanakhama says B'chodesh HaShlishi, that's the Yom Tif. Acherim, whoever Acherim are, they say no Shiva Shavua. No Tanakhama says Shiva Shavua. Acherim, they say B'chodesh HaShlishi. It's very geshmak, because the Acherim always had Shavuos on Vav Sivan. So like then there was a very mukdim diketakona, this din that Shavuos is on Vav Sivan, much, much earlier than we have it. And I'll soon explain to you there's something very deep going on. But that's a very more al pi agada. But al pi that they held much earlier they made it on Vav Sivan than we have. But we, that we do today Trei Yoimi, so we do Kishneim and the Ifcha. Over in Eretz Yisrael, that they don't have Trei Yoimi. They only do like Acherim, because we are today the equivalent of Acherim. So Mela, we make that Kriya.
But you mentioned before Moshe Rabbeinu was inside.
No, that's the Algemeine Din to lay in on a Yom Tov, the Indian of that Yom Tov. No. Doesn't say, not that I know of. No, I don't believe. No. The word is Moshe Tikkun Lahem LeYisrael SheKoyin BaMoed BeInyon LeShaloi SeYomtiv. So, but the thing is, has to be BeInyon LeShaloi SeYomtiv. If a guy's going to lay on the second day of Pesach, he'll lay in Pashas Hamolik. He'll be Mekayim because Haman was hung that day. Hard to believe. Instead of laying whatever you're supposed to lay in, the Ashoy Kesef Ayes Ki Yevole, this guy is going to decide to lay in Vayovay Hamolik because Haman was hung today. So you stay in the Gemara exactly. Oh, you mean the Minyan? About thinking into that. Okay. This is more or less Divrei Halacha, simple Pasha to Divrei Halacha. But there's a question. But why did Rabbanan more interested in commemorating Zman Matan Torah Seinu than the Torah Akdoisha? This doesn't make sense. The Rabbanan go in to make a takana when there's a problem in Shmiras HaTorah. Yogim, Gedorim, but Stam, the Torah of Doshe doesn't want it, Zman Matan Torah saying. So the Rabbanan are from it in the Torah, that's the Chazach that can be. That doesn't stem with the whole concept of Takanos Chachamim. Takanos Chachamim are not to add Zachen that the Torah didn't feel were necessary. The Torah didn't feel as Zman Matan Torah saying it was necessary, and the Chachamim came ahead and felt it was necessary. Yesterday in Parshas Bamidbar, right in the beginning of the Ramban, the Ramban has a few lines, but very bekitza, that he compares what happened in Maimon Har Sinai around Har Sinai b'shas Kabbalas HaTorah to what happens around the Mishkan b'shas the Eibishter is Choyne Al HaMishkan, the Shmiras Alevim and the surrounding and the Vazor HaKorev Yumos. This is a very bekitzer in a little chapter, in a little paragraph before he begins Parshas Bamidbar. But he elaborates very much in Parshas Truma. In Parshas Truma, he elaborates very much that somebody that knows the soil of Maimon HaSinai understands the soiv of the Mishkan and the Mikdash. He understands the Inyan. And he goes to compare that. There's so many comparisons between how Klal Yisrael was formed, their formations in Sinai. And he says a strach that the kavod that was shoychen ala, the kavod Hashem that was shoychen ala Sinai, the nigla, saying davening Rosh Hashanah ato nigleisa, that kavod is shoychen in the Mishkan, and later he goes on and says even in the Mikdash, bariches gedoyla, it brings many psukim in Yecheskel and the Vayayamin, that Ramban that goes through that all was repeated in a certain level in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash, which means everybody should know, and we know that from Psukim and Vayeschanan and other places, how important to Yiddishkeit is Zechiras Mayim et Har Sinai. Yishomer lecha ushmor nafshecha me'oid pen tishkach es advorim asher roru leinecha ufein yosuru me'uvavcho kol yimei chayecho yoyim asher amadeto lefnei Hashem elekecha b'choyrev. And the Psukim go on and on and on. We're going to lay in it in Mitzvah Shem, the first day Shavuos, the whole Maimed HaSinai with the Arofel, with the Choshech, the Shachin, and the Or Boye Boesh, Adleva Shomayim, Choshech V'Arofel. Unbelievable Maimed that took place with Shas HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Torah. The world was at a Zaz station. The entire world was transfixed into such a Maimed HaSinai that we're supposed to Ada Yoyim Azeh hold on to that memory of Maimed Har Sinai, to that feeling, to those emotions that Klal Yisrael had, and Maimed Har Sinai, they're supposed to last with Klal Yisrael at Seif Kol Adar. It's a mitzvah. It's one of the sheish zechiris. In every siddur, in the back of the siddur, after Shacharis, one of the six zechiris that you have to remember is Chiras Maimed Har Sinai. A person has to remember Maimed Har Sinai. So the ikur, but you have to remember Maimon HaSinai. Now, now, when we had a Mishkan and we had a Mikdash, we had a Kivayochel, Klal Yisrael, the Ruach HaKodesh was able to capture in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash that concept, the Kovid Sheshochen al Sinai, we were able to capture it, and that was the Inyan of Shachanti B'Soich V'nei Yisrael. Also the Mikdash Shachanti B'Soichon, there was Shechina B'Tachtoinim with the whole Kovid that went on. We know Asolim Nisim Masol Aviseinu B'Veisam Mikdash, miraculous things. There was Bechalau Oimdim Tzufim Mishtachav V'Vochim V'Mishnayis V'Kikayovos. Incredible things were happening in Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael used to see every single Yom Kippur, the way the red strand used to turn white in front of their own eyes. It was just incredible what Klal Yisrael lived. That means that in this place called Beis HaMikdash, a zvuv never went into the Beis HaMikdashayim, the Mishnah says. Never once, from so much meat and blood was drained on the Beis HaMikdash. On a day, on an Erev Pesach, the stuff you do at all the knees, there was blood all over the Azorah from the Korban Pesach. It was never in the entire Beis HaMikdash and the Azorah and everything on one fly. That's how clean it was. It was awesome. This is Aleph Beis. This is recorded. First of all, it's recorded in secular history books. Yosifun has so much about what he saw in the Beis HaMikdash. What did he see? He saw Binyan Hurdus and Achasa in the last Nebuchadnezzar Kufa of Klal Yisrael, when we had Bayesheni, in the end of Bayesheni. Yosifun, who was some kind of a Roman guy or whatever he was, showed up in the Beis HaMikdash and wrote a diary about what he saw. A novel arrived. The Chazal HaKadoshim tell us what went on in the Beis HaMikdash. So Kol Zman we had a Beis HaMikdash, we had a Yemiche from this Indian called Maimed HaSinai. We were able to draw. We made Aliyah L'Regel, Yira, Yeroya, Sholosh Pomim Bashonah, Yeroya, Kol Surcha, Lirois, Leirois, Hashem saw us, we saw him, Eschaketon Maimed, Kivayot. Leyachmedish Esarzacha. Every male left Eretz Yisrael. Every single male citizen of Gantz Eretz Yisrael left Eretz Yisrael three times a year. Nobody, no goy, no robber, nobody burglarized nothing. The COVID was in Shaykh. COVID Hashchina. So something very major happened in the end of Bayesheni. In the end of Bayesheni, all that was over. So that Maimir Asina, which we lived with through the Midbar, through all the Aroinois, through all the Mishkanos, whether it was Noiv, Givoin, Gilgal, Shiloh, Beis Olamim, straight through. Now we don't have it. So Achayim were able to right away jump in, and they made a sakona. The Achayim, whoever Achayim was, Rav Nuroi, Rav Meir, whoever Achayim was, they were able to make a takona right away. Vav Sivan is Shavuos, and the male of Vav Sivan is Shavuos. Shavuos is Kavu. Of Rav Shmaya, that they were still being Makadosh al Piyoriya, and it's totally in the Ezim, and it's totally in Pum, and the Hey Pum, and the Vav Pum, and the Zion. It had to lag till we started being Makadosh al Piyachesh. Only Makadosh al Piyachesh, which is a few hundred years later. Even later, Shmaya Zog the Rivosh, we went ahead and we made it shtim that the Kiddush al Pi Achesvin should be on Vav Sivan, and now everybody has. And what happens when you have a Yom Tif? Everybody knows, like was just said, that Haimon just said, in the Koyach of Vayomim Ahim Bazman Azeh, that in the Zmanim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Moyadois and Zmanim, so the thing relives itself in the Moyad. Pesach night, we go through and we relive, and it's in the air, it's in the atmosphere, the koiches of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's the koich of a moyet, that's the koich of a yomtis. When it comes to Sukkot, the Indian of Anani Kovid relives itself. When it comes to Shavuos, after the takona, that Shavuos is a yomtis of Matan Torah, Matan Torah relives itself in Shavuos. By becoming a yontiv of Matan Torah, Matan Torah leapt in the text from Shavuot. So a yid Shavuot by night is in a massive where he's reliving the, in the ruin, the koiches of the yoim leapt Maimer HaSinai. The lebedik of Maimer HaSinai leapt in the yoim. Hotman Shinishkin Mikdosh of the Mahat HaYoim Anshtot HaMikdosh. But in the yoim leapt Maimer HaSinai. When we had a Mikdosh, we didn't need a yoim. But now that we don't have a Migdash, Bavoy Niseinu, we have a Yoim. And that's the Zgula of this Yoim of Shavuos, that Ba'achris HaYomim, when we don't have a Migdash, we have such a Yom. That's why a lot of these Tikkunim are only Tikkunim in the last 2,000 years. The Tikkunim of Leil Shavuos, they're no big Mekoiris and Chazal and Kadmoinim. From where it stems, it stems from the Tikkunim and from the Ari and from the Shalom. Maybe there are a Muslim in the Zoya, but these are Zachen that came to Klal Yisrael Shpetetik and Zoyris, because Maimer HaSinai in the Yoyim is a Shpetetik and Zach, and Nishka Zach was his Alamol given, because the Yoyim Takiz of the Rivosh is Nish given as Man Matan Teresayim. The Tereya became as Man Matan Teresayim. But if the biggest Zoyim is was Tutsuk Shavuos by Nacht, what a Yid Zoyche to Shavuos by Nacht. Shavuos by Nacht he Zoyche to those Giluyim that Yidin were able to be zoiched to by when they were oil of the golem. To those Giluyim of Kvod Hashem, Sheshoichen Alahar, that the Indian of Maimed HaSinai, that you were able to draw from the Migdash, Shavuos by night, that Yidin is still able to draw. On the Yom HaChag HaShavuos, you're still able to draw. The whole Indian of staying up at night, people a lot of question, does it pay? It ends up losing, you lose more, sometimes some people, by staying up at night, it caused them this dorim in the day, they're too tired, it makes them a little bit lag behind in their learning. It's a question. But there's another dimension to it. The dimension of Kavod HaTorah. What does it mean that thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and many of them worked the day before regular working day? Didn't take no naps, they came in 6 o'clock from New York or from a day at work, from the office. Take the washes of Chalap and again and the gate yomtiv in the Smedrish and you stay up a whole night. Umimuchit, hard working people. But Kavod HaTorah. This is new Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah is Kavod of Maimon HaSinai and we're part of it. And we had a whole army, Aram Matan Torah, and we're laying by Chodesh HaShlishi, and the ganze Oilam Zarum. Umilept Ibe, a hergish from Maimon HaSinai, that's drawing the Gevaldik HaOyrois, which this day has in it. Just wanted to end with an interesting Zach that I just saw recently. I didn't know it before. Rav Abba Akoyin Bar Popper Al Amoyre used to have, when he walked in the street and he saw crowds, he moved away.
Why?
Because the crowds used to get up for him. He was a gadol. So what does he have to have people getting up for him? But when he came to his Rebbe, I think, Rabbi Yossi, Bereb Zvida, and he told him that, you know, when I go in the street and I see these crowds and they all get up, I run away, I go the other way, so nobody should get up for me. He says, no. Go their way, let them get up for you. Let them get up for you. Why? You'll bring them to Yerushalayim. How? Al shteitn pasuk mipnei seva takum, v'yodartop neizokein, v'yoreisa melekecha. Kovid, said Talmid Chachamim, is a zgula for Yerushalayim. Kovit for Talmid Chachamim brings out Yerushalayim. Mele, go. Let them get up. No Indian to deprive them from the opportunity of giving Kovit to Talmid Chachamim, because it's a zgula for Yerushalayim. What exactly is the connection between Talmid Chachamim and Yerushalayim? What's left from Har Sinai today? Where do we have a drop of Matan Torah left today? In the Talmid Chachamim that sit and learn Torah the way it's supposed to be learned. What does it say? Kechol yoyim v'yoyim yubeinecha kechadosha. Every kechalo chadosha, every Talmid Chacham Torah Zitnoloi learns. The whole Indian of a Talmud Chacham is somebody that's constantly every day having his own private Maimon Hasina. You give cover to a Talmud Chacham, you're surrounding this Talmud Chacham's Maimon HaSinai with covet. What did the covet of Maimon HaSinai accomplish? Al tirou, Moshe Rabbeinu says. I think in the Kriya that we're going to lay in on Yom Tov. Kibavur nasois eschem bo elokim. Ubavur tiye yirosoi al penechem lezulti techato. Don't worry, Maimon HaSinai is very, very scary. But it's for good. Because Maimon HaSinai brings out Yerushalayim in a person. The whole Inyan, that the Sinas HaTorah is surrounded by such awe, by such fear, by such aimer, by such reses, by such zeya, like it says in the Gemara, Ma Matan Torah was be'ema, be'yira, be'reses, be'zeya, that's good for us. Because that brings out Yerushalayim. Kovid HaTorah for Talmid Chachamim. Trying to be those that give Torah, cover to the Torah, around the Torah. That's all a zgula for Yerushalayim, because that's capturing a little bit on a daily level. Maimon HaSinai is Maimon HaSinai. In the Mikdash, it was captured constantly. Shavuos, it's captured in the day. But if you want to capture the concept on a daily level, a wonderful way is you've covered Talmid Chacham. And it's on all levels. Tashteitzach. Doile Ador, the Gadol Ador, the kind of covet that has to be given to him is going on a different level. Thousands of people have to surround him and stand up for him and sing for him. Yomim Ayimei Melech Paisit. He walks into a wedding right away. It's electric in the hall. But a Koyl younger man or a Magid Shir or a Rebbe that harvests in learning, who spends his days steiging and growing and toiling over the Gemara, to the person that doesn't have that opportunity, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his life in a different direction, that he has to struggle for a living and only be Kleveya Itim Latoyim. But a tremendous Gula for Yerushalayim is when the Zvulun who interacts with the Yisachar, it's on an oifen of covet. Now, that doesn't have to be exaggerated, that when the chavusa comes in, you have to stand up maloik by masa, like the nashchale nachash. But there are many levels. A certain level of respect, a certain level of chashivas, a certain level of cherishing the person. And that's as good for Yerushalayim. They say v'atakum, they are dived up in the zok, and they are raised in the kecha and Yeshem. Shabbat Hu should help us, should be zoiche, Asiyenu Hashem Elokeinu as Birkas Moyadecha L'chaim U'Shalom L'Simcha U'Sos. This is a no. This is a medrash rabbi.